flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we do it every Friday. We guess the takes, what everyone is going to be saying come Monday after this being the biggest NFL Sunday of the season. Hugh Douglas, guess a take for us. What are you going to hear out there on Monday morning?
Yes, no table is going to be safe when the Eagles and Bills fans invade New Orleans.
I like that one. I like that one a lot. You've been on that for months, that if it's Eagles-Bills, it's going to be...
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of anxiety about that trip.
Oh, it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
You're scared.
I'm not, it's not,
yeah,
it's
you,
not
you got on Kyle for being scared.
It's not being scared, it's anxiety.
You don't have to jump through a table. I'll do it.
Joe, Stop it. You're not jumping through
no
the
way.
Table, Joe.
Listen, if we
Joe,
end up...
Joe, don't do it, because we're going to hold you to it.
No, yeah, we are going to hold you to it.
If it's Eagles-Bills, I'll jump through a table.
Let's go.
Joe. I'm in. Oh, Hugh, I said I'm in.
Okay.
I told you just
from
months
how
ago.
High?
Well, we didn't discuss that.
From off the
off like the back
the
of a pickup truck.
Yeah, no, the bar's not
off
that
the
high.
Bar.
Sure.
It's not that high now. But what about when you talk about hitting
but they
the table?
Do, they do it off of like cars and vans off in Buffalo.
Well, just like what about like the tailgate of a pickup truck? That's low enough.
Sure. Yeah. That's probably as far as I'm going to go before I start breaking bones here. All right. Hugh's guess the take is it's going to be a wild week with Bills and Eagles fans down in New Orleans. Here's mine, Hugh. As ever, I'm seeing all the predictions out there, and there's a lot of Buffalo Bills love. You just predict them yourself. And look, they obviously can win the game. They're a great team. But can we get back to reality here? You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of when in the 90s with the NBA, every year, Hugh, someone like, oh, maybe this is the year Reggie Miller beats Michael Jordan. Or maybe this is the year Patrick Ewing beats Michael Jordan. No, that's not how it worked. And it's going to happen again on Sunday. I think the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. I think we're going to wake up Monday and be like, this is Michael. This is the Jordan of football. His name is Patrick Mahomes. I can't believe how many people are betting against this guy at home in the AFC title game. I think the Chiefs win again, and we get Eagles-Chiefs out in New Orleans. All right, Kyle, what's your guess to take?
All right. I know I've been a mess today, a bundle of nerves.
You really have.
Yeah, but I just want to be clear. I'm picking the Eagles to win. We're going to beat the Commanders. We're going to the Super Bowl. And after we beat the Commanders, everyone's going to be saying Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are now just one win away from cementing themselves as the greatest head coach and quarterback combination in the Eagles' history.
That's a lot. I feel you.
So, I mean, that conversation is coming. Can I break your take in half, Kyle?
Fine.
So I think Sirianni's got to win it to surpass Andy, right? Because Andy had such a long... If Jalen gets the Super Bowl... How long until he's already accomplished more than Donovan? I mean, got the two Super Bowls.
Yeah, you could you could make that argument.
And Donovan, as a star, was probably done in when? After 04? He wasn't great anymore after that. He had won the bounce back in the 08 run, right? But, like, his best years were after 04, really, that was it.
Well, I mean, you could
I mean,
also...
he had more longevity. I understand that in wins and all that. He lasted until 09. I'm just saying, Super Bowl trips for Jalen, he's right there to pass Donovan.
Yeah, and I guess because Sirianni going to two probably puts him ahead of Andy. He only went to one. I mean, he might have to win it to surpass Doug in some people's minds, you know.
Andy went to five title games, but it's at least, I mean, the conversation is coming.
But if they win, then they've now gone to two Super Bowls and won one. And then, I mean, you can't make that argument for anybody else in Eagles history.
They would have something that no one else has. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. We're live at McGurk's in Royersford. Our rally here as we get set for the NFC Championship. Joe in Bucks County's up. Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Joe. What's up?
My stomach is in like triple knots, I'll be honest with you. I almost can't take it. I don't have any issues with Elliott. I really don't. I think he'll be fine on Sunday. I agree with you. I'd get the ball. I'd pound the ball with Barkley 50-plus times until his legs dropped off probably Sunday. They got to win. They got to win to get to the Super Bowl. However, I do have some concerns. One of my concerns, why my stomach's hitting not, is more. My concern is that he gets not ultra conservative, but he starts running these patterns that are 20 yards downfield. Hurts drops back, and he has no time to throw the ball. That's number one. Number two, I hope Vic doesn't have his defensive backs playing soft and letting Daniels get into a rhythm. But the biggest issue that I have and why my stomach is in a knot is the elephant in the room for me, and that's Hurts. I'll be honest with you. I watched him last week take 7 sacks. And 5 of them were preventable. The safety was preventable. And I hope this game doesn't come down to the end, because in my head I keep playing, oh, my God, here we go. We got 2 minutes left, and what are we going to do? So that's my concern. That's why my stomach is in the tunnel.
And I think they're all fair, Joe. I mean, the Hurts thing is, I mean, we've excused it because they've won so much. I thought last week was the worst he's played in a while. He didn't play well. Yeah, I mean, the 44-yard run was excellent, but after that, it really was like, it was just hard to move the ball on offense if it wasn't Saquon running the ball.
And, hey, listen, we're lucky we have Saquon. But I have a question for you and for you, Joe, too. And again, this is all off the beaten path a little bit, but is there a time that his knee is really that bad and he's not mobile and he's not making the passes? Do they do whatever they have to do to win the game? And you know where I'm going with that question.
Pick it.
Is he hurt? Is he hurt?
If he looks like crap out there and he can't throw the ball, he becomes a pocket passer.
No. See, it's semantics. Like okay. Let me help you out, because I think you're trying to you're dancing. If Jalen is in the game and something happens and he gets hurt, then Kenny Pickett plays. If Jalen is out there and he's struggling, Jalen plays.
So yeah, no, I think you hit it, but that I think, and Joey appreciate, I think he meant.
I know what he meant, he's saying if Jalen's out there struggling if he's struggling mightily, Jalen still gives you the best chance of winning. He plays.
So I think we all realize if he has to come out of the game, that's one thing, right? That's separate. Hugh, there's no, like, I'll ask you a different way. There's no scenario of struggle where you would pull him.
I don't see that happening.
No, but if it happens.
He's earned
the right as a starting quarterback to be the quarterback, right? And this is, it very rarely happens in the NFL. I believe Montana was pulled from a playoff game once. We threw a lot of picks in like 87, but it's very rare. Do you think there's any scenario where says I'm good to, I could play, and they say sit down?
Okay. See that now, because the way you're painting it, it's two different things. He's hurt, right? Are we painting it as he's hurt, or he's not playing well?
I'll make it this way. He's not playing well because the knee issue flares up, and he says, I'm fine, I can play, he's not playing well.
Honestly, I don't think with the magnitude of this game because, to me, that sounds selfish. That sounds like Jalen's being selfish. If Jalen is out there, I expect Jalen to be able to do, and I'm answering in long form, I apologize for that, but I expect for Jalen to do everything in his power to be successful. Now, if Jalen is hurt, and he knows in his heart that he can't function in a way that's going to be conducive for this team, then yes, I think he'll come off the field. I don't think Jalen will be that selfish that his pride and his ego is going. He's going to let this team crash and burn because of that.
So I don't think, to answer the caller's question, I don't think they would pull him from the game unless the doctor said he can't play anymore.
Yeah.
I just think they would coach around him, right? Like, I think they would
like
run the ball.
Like
they've been doing a lot.
Yeah, but I don't think that, from the way that it was presented, I don't think that there's a scenario where if Jalen's out there playing bad, that they're going to say, all right, DJ, unless it's just something super egregious.
Well, you can't move.
Then they'll say, no.
I'm trying to think back. The last time I can remember a backup having to come in a title game, because the starter got hurt, Bledsoe had to come in for Brady, their first Super Bowl. And then there was the whole story that week, are they going to go back to Bledsoe because he's the one that was on the field when they won? But then, you know, Belichick right away said, no, we're going back to Brady in the Super Bowl. I doubt it. I mean, I think I can't imagine them pulling him in a title game. It would cause I mean, it'd be a crazy. It'd be in one of the craziest things we've ever seen. A-Rob is up on WIP. What's up, A-Rob?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, A-Rob, what's up?
I'm overly confident.
Overly confident. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so confident that I wrote a diss track against the Washington Commodores. If I can grab it from you guys real
All
quick.
Right, let's hear it.
All right, look. First off, Jaden ain't close to Jalen. A nice rookie year, but he's overrated. You think you're going to come into the link and win? Think again. It's time for y'all to book a vacation. I think you already know the way it goes. He aims, he throws, and Brown gets you lanes exposed. Or you throw a little slant to Devontae. We're about to get us a ring like a Beyonce. Man, it's really getting lame. Commodores, Commanders, can't even pick a name. Here's how it goes. Let me predict the game. They'll try to stack the box for Saquon. All that'll do is lead to an A.J. bomb. If they focus on the pass game, that'll just leave it wide open for the best running back in the league. You ain't scary. Nobody's afraid of you, Terry. Go ahead, let Junior carry, and he'll get buried. Want to bet? Go ahead, put a rack up then. Barely pulled off a win with our backups in. Zach Ertz and Zacchaeus, man, I almost feel bad. You got to watch us get the ring you could have had. As soon as you land in Philly, it's over. You all get slayed, and we can all make our way to NOLA. Oh, and Josh Harris, you should be embarrassed. Stay in D.C. and let the Sixers find a real owner. No words other than go birds. It's crazy if you think we're going to let you run us off our own turf. So tell the NFL we next. I got six letters. E-A-G-L-E-S. Let's go.
Hey, Rob, I like it. Good phone call. Hugh, what'd you think? I thought that was pretty good. You got anything?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
I mean, was it awful?
It was long. It was a lot. It was a lot.
I mean,
you know,
he had the Earth thing in there. He had Josh Harris.
He did a good job.
I kind of thought he tied it all together.
I just wasn't in the space to listen to a rap right now. That's usually on the way to work or after work.
Well, I mean, he can't be in your car during your
no,
work.
No, he can't.
I mean, he can't you right now.
I mean, it was all right. It was all right. It was all right. I'm not hating. It was all right.
You
it
can't
was
hate on a football Friday.
Not on a football. Yeah, well, I can hate on a football Friday, but I'm not hating on that song because it was decent.
No, I like that he provided that. All right, you want to get pumped up here? Because I think we need to get pumped up. I think that was designed to pump you up. Maybe it didn't work for you. Tyler in Delaware has become one of our better pump-up callers, and Tyler's ready to go here on a huge football Friday, gut feel Friday. Tyler, what's up, buddy?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I can't even hear a word you're saying.
Tyler, Tyler, we'll put you on hold. Let's make sure you're not on speakerphone. Take a deep breath. You know
what, what they call that? Overmodulated? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Overmodulation.
Hopefully he didn't lose his voice.
Did I say it right, Breitmeister? That's overmodulated? Overmodulated? Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a level of excitement versus a level of screaming. We got to find that line. Let's go to Nicole in Warminster. Hopefully her level of excitement is just right for us. What's up, Nicole?
Hi, good afternoon.
Nicole, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm good. I've been a little nervous, but my gut feeling is positive overall. So, I trust our players. I was a Penn State student when Saquon was there, and he made football so much fun. And the last time Penn State beat Ohio State was when I was a senior, and Saquon was just so magical, and I felt like we couldn't lose then, and I feel like we can't lose with him now. And I don't want to get too confident, but I trust our players. I trust Saquon. I think A.J. Brown is due for a big game, and we've got the best defense in the league.
So, Nicole, I feel similar. Like, there's nerves there. There's that feeling of, like, the butterflies in your stomach. But ultimately, But my gut feeling is they're going to win. They're better. They're at home, and they have the best defense. And they have Saquon. They're going to win the game.
And like Jalen said, it takes all of us. I think everyone's going to bring it at the link on Sunday, and that's a huge advantage for us.
Well, especially because, and Nicole, good phone call, this is their fourth straight road game. I mean, Hugh, we've never seen a team take a path like this to a Super Bowl. It's never happened before. Four straight road games. I wonder at some point if they just run out of gas.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, it's one of those things, man. Coach Quinn, from what I've heard going on down there, he's doing everything in his power to help keep those guys locked in. That's the reason why they're playing the Fly Eagles Fly song, because he's trying to keep that hatred going, so that's going to be like they're going to ride that hatred wave for a while. But then, you know, as the game progresses, then the fact that your athletic ability is going to play into this, and then you're going to be back to reality. That's the hope. But at that point, they're hoping that they can get enough points so that way they can play keep away. That's what they're hoping for. The perfect game plan for them, they want to try to score as much as they possibly can, quickly as they possibly can, so that they can try to take us out of their game, kind of like they did the Detroit Lions.
Well, that's what they were up big at halftime, right? And they never let the lead go. Yeah, a lead early, we talk about it every week. It's not been something the Eagles have done a lot. They've been better at it lately. It'd be so huge in this game. Get the crowd going, get them doubting, take them out of their game. We're back to Tyler in Delaware. Tyler, you there, buddy?
Happy rallying Royers for Football Friday, Big Three, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle.
There we go.
Tyler, how you feeling, buddy? What's the gut feeling today?
Joe, to those of you who are scared out there, Tyler in Delaware is not scared. That's how amped I was that you had to put me on hold just so I could fix the audio because I'm so amped and excited for Sunday. What reason do we have to be scared? We are not scared as Philadelphia. We welcome this kind of competition. We are home for a third straight playoff game. We almost got what would have been this matchup in the wild card round up until the final game of the season. And I love how much the national media has been talking about Washington and this team that no one wants to play. They're the hot team. They are not the number two seed at home. This game is not in Washington. It's in our house. It's in Philadelphia. When we last played the Commanders at home in November, we won the time of possession battle by over 6 minutes. We sacked Jaden Daniels with Josh Sweat, BG, and Nolan Smith three times. And for those of you talking about Jaden being a better passer in this matchup than Hurt, Jaden threw for only 191 yards with a 20.8 QBR, while Jalen threw for 221 yards and a rushing TD. Raise hail down in D.C.? Okay. Where's that Rocky music, Kyle? And Philadelphia, it's going to take the whole stadium, the whole city, and everybody being on the same page to bring this thing home. One game, our house. One game for the moment we've waited for all season, for the right to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Their dogs on the defense are ready to wreak havoc. I'm talking to you, Joseph DeGene, Reed Blankenship, Warren Burke, Jordan Davis, DJ, DJ, Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat, Quinn Dunn, and Big Play on the outside, and those two bad boys coming for Jaden down the middle, and Zach Vaughn and Jalen Carter. Philadelphia has never been doubted, underappreciated, undervalued, underestimated, or just flat out close to the curve that you were considered worthless or not good enough. Just ask Jahan Dotson. You think he's going to be ready in this spot against his former team, who thought he was only worth a conditional third-round pick this past offseason for a chance to get to the Super Bowl? To the Washington Commanders defensive coordinator, Joe Witt, you are coming in the wrong house. If you think you're going to cause us to tuck our tails and run, you want to try and out-physical us in our house and have the guys hit our quarterback? This is a PSA that they will protect, defend, and dominate. You come the wrong bear, the wrong team, the wrong fan base. You are about to deal with the best offensive line in football. Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens, Lane Johnson, and Mekhi Becton. Can they be on the other side of the ball? Load the box against Saquon, Tommy, and watch his shiftiness, you're persistent, and this right way we beat you. This isn't just a random opponent, Joe and you. This is a big rival coming into our house who thinks they can just walk in and dictate to us how we want to play, how they want to intimidate us and cause us to shrink back in fear. You want to keep the main thing, James? No forehead center Jalen Floyd is going to save you from the pain that's waiting in South Philly at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So, Philadelphia, I challenge you, embrace your inner effort. That's not how I roll, and that's not how hungry dogs do in Philadelphia. It takes all of us to get this thing done.
Tyler, that's a big time phone call. Whew. That is big time phone call from Tyler. You pumped, you?
I've been pumped.
No, that one got me more pumped.
No, that was a good call.
I like he threw Joe Witt in there. He went after the coordinator.
He did. He's
got
very,
the whole
very,
offensive line.
He wrote that whole thing down.
I'm certain.
How long it took him to create that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was too good to be off the cuff. I'm starting to wonder how many of our callers write the whole thing down with the music, like with the timing.
No, I mean, you got to. I respect and appreciate the dedication that the callers bring to the table when they do stuff like that. That's pretty cool.
That's darn good. All right, let's talk to Lou in Denver. What's up, Lou?
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, Lou. What are we feeling?
We're feeling good. I'm feeling 30-23. Eagles win. Look, man, first of all, your take on Pat Mahomes is like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is flop, right? The guy flops like it's nobody's business. I hope we play the Bills next, but we'll see what happens. I do think it's going to be Bills Eagles. But here we go. They can't stop the run. They're 30th in against the run. I mean, what are we doing? And they're missing their best offensive lineman. How are they going to stop Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith? I don't know if you guys noticed last game, they have a connection going on. Going back to Georgia, they know how to rush the passer. They're going to be prepared. I think we sacked Daniels probably at least 3 or 4 times. He's going to be sacked. He's going to be running for his leg. I don't know if you guys think they should have a spy. What are your thoughts on that? Would it be Bond?
Yeah, he was saying earlier to put a spy on him. The one thing I don't want to do is blitz him, Lou. He killed the Eagles against the blitz in Week 16. He killed the Lions last week against the blitz. I'd rather play coverage against him. And I'm good with a spy. I just don't want to blitz him. That feels like a recipe for disaster.
I agree with that because he has thrown some really, really good – I'll give them – it's going to be a little bit closer than some people think. It's not going to be a total blowout, but he's made some pretty good throws with guys bearing down on him, throwing the ball, taking a hit down the field. So I agree with you there. We don't need to blitz, though, because we're going to have Jalen Carter. We're going to have Nolan Smith. We're going to have Milton Williams. And we're going to have Quinyon Mitchell on the back. Blaze playing great. I mean, we shouldn't be worried. We should be excited that we're going to the Super Bowl. Let's go, baby. Eagles.
There we go, Lou. Now Lou's talking there. Yeah, I mean, he brought up an interesting point. The history they have against each other, Hugh. The Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith against Jaden Daniels. There's that one play. I think it's from an SEC title game a couple years ago.
Jalen lifted him up.
You know, and then the play a month ago down in D.C., Carter almost had him again, but this time Jaden juked and got out of the way and ran for the 4th and 11. But it was almost the same play over again where he grabs him and just held him up.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are going to come to play, man. No question about that. They know how important this game is, the magnitude of this game. It's one of those things, man, where, like I said, the hay's in the barn, Joe. Now it's time to get the work done. The work has already been put in.
Well, now it's time to finish. And now it's time to win an NFC championship. All right, on the other side, your phone calls, 215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Royersford. Our fight for February rally in Royersford will lead you up to the afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, they're here as well. And we'll get all your phone calls. Plus, we got to get pumped up by listening to Jordan Mailata yesterday. We'll see, let you hear what he said, especially about the hype about the other quarterback. He's tired of it. And we'll see if we can hit an NFC Championship game parlay all next on Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 BIP.